Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Through center, it's Oshie. Oshie working wide. Fires, yes! He scores! Washington has the one-goal lead to protect with 3 minutes to go.
Joe B, Craig Lachlan last night on the final night of the regular season for the Caps. They had to beat the Flyers to clinch a playoff spot, and they did, even though it was kind of weird the way they did it. Good morning. Chris is back in for Denton. Denton will be back next week for draft week. Two guests currently scheduled for the show. My good friend Joe House from The Ringer will be on with me at 11. We will talk draft. We will talk NBA playoffs. Wild night last night in New Orleans in the play-in game between the Pelicans and the Lakers. My God, Zion Williamson was unstoppable until he left the game with 3 minutes to go with an injured hamstring. Joe House at 11. Luke Easterling is a draft expert for Athlon Sports. He'll be with us at noon. But the Caps are in the postseason after missing last year. They're back in it 15 times last 17 years. They will face what will be a heavily favored New York Rangers team. But we know how these NHL playoffs work. Anything happens. Last year's number one overall, Boston, was beaten in the first round. It happens all the time, and it typically happens when there is outstanding goaltending for the team that is the underdog. And the Capitals have that right now. But let's first just talk about the odd finish. Yesterday, I talked about how this was going to be one of those games that was kind of scoreboard watching and playing. Washington knew what they had to do. They just had to win the game, and they were in. If they had gotten to overtime and lost, they would have potentially still been alive going into the night. But the Flyers had to win in regulation. They could not allow the Caps to get a point. They had to get two. The Caps had to walk away with this thing with nothing. And therefore, it set up a bunch of possibilities that were unique for the season finale last night, like if Detroit, who was playing Montreal at the same time, got ahead of Montreal by a lot, the Flyers would know they were doomed. But that's not the way that game went. That game was tight. In fact, Detroit was down by a goal and then would come back and tie it up and then be down a goal and then they'd come back and tie it up. And if they got to overtime to get a point, Philly was eliminated. Well, they tied the game up with 3.3 seconds left in regulation, which at that moment eliminated the Flyers once the Detroit-Montreal game went to overtime. The Flyers didn't know that. They were still playing as if they needed to win in regulation. So one of the circumstances that people had talked about with respect to last night was, could you and would you, and actually, of course you would, see the Flyers in a tie game late pull their goaltender for the 6-on-5 advantage? because they couldn't afford overtime. They were eliminated with overtime. So they pulled their goaltender, and TJ Oshie smacked it into the empty net with 3 minutes to go to give the Caps a 2-1 lead. That turned out to be the game winner. Philly still could have tied the game up, sent it to overtime, beaten Washington in overtime, which would have been a disaster because Detroit ended up winning last night. Caps would have still had a chance, I think, with Pittsburgh and the Islanders tomorrow night. But, man, is their goaltender, Charlie Lindgren, on fire. This guy gave up one goal, had 27 saves last night. It's funny, I watched this game. I was watching two things simultaneously. I'm not going to lie to you. I was watching the hoops as well. But I was watching the hockey game, and I thought it was one of those games early on that the Caps looked like the better team, the team with playing with more urgency. And I thought they had many more chances to get it done and to get a lead, and they finally did on a deflection by Ovechkin. Ovechkin, another goal last night to give them a 1-0 lead late in the first period. And then Philly started to kind of dominate the action from that point forward, and I thought for the better part of the second and third periods, it was not necessarily ice tilted in a major way, but ultimately Philadelphia had more opportunities. They ended up outshooting the Caps, shots on goal 28-18 in the game. There was one power play opportunity for the entire night. They let the two teams play. There was a bit of a controversy with a Caps goal in the first, a Philadelphia goal in the first period that wasn't. It was Charlie Lindgren making a stop, but he really didn't make a stop, but he sold it well that he had made the stop. But the truth was he had no idea where the puck was because it was above his head, suspended in air. It came down behind him, ultimately went into the goal, but he sold it so well that he had it that the whistles blew, and they called that a non-continuation goal because it hit off a Flyers defender as well. And if they had blown the whistle, Carlson was there. He may have been able to take that puck and get it out of there before it crossed over the line. But it's a good win for the Caps. And again, Lindgren's been really the key to this. Every guest that I've had on that knows hockey much, much more than I do has said the single biggest reason that the Caps are in this position is Charlie Lindgren in goal. You know, this was a team at one point on February 13th. They were, you know, next to last in the division. They really were not looking at all like a team that could make any sort of run back into contention. And since that day, on February 13th, the Caps have won 17 games, lost 8, and had another 4 points in overtime losses. They have played great, and it's been primarily about Charlie Lindgren, who in these 3 games that they finished, Saturday, then Monday night against Boston, last night against Philadelphia, Charlie Lindgren gave up, in those 3 games, just 3 total goals. Not a lot of shots faced against Boston, that's true, but a lot of shots faced against Tampa, and a certain, you know, level of shots that were more than what we saw against Boston on Monday, last night against Philadelphia. And this is what, you know, you see in the NHL playoffs. You see lesser teams compete and sometimes win best of sevens because goalies like Halak back in 2010 stand on their head, as hockey people like to say. And the Caps have a goaltender and a hot goaltender heading in to the postseason. It does not look like the schedule's been set yet. The playoffs start on Saturday. I would imagine Rangers, Caps, the number one overall best record in hockey against the Caps and Alex Ovechkin in perhaps maybe his last playoff dance. He's certainly going to play next year, and maybe even the year after that. Who knows? But these games are going to be high profile games. We're going to see a lot of these games on national TV in this upcoming series. I would prefer Joe B. and Locker. from and watching that broadcast, but I bet you that you get a lot of high-profile, even some primetime Rangers caps, Ovechkin in primetime playoff games. But good for Spencer Carberry, good for Charlie Lindgren, Alex Ovechkin, TJ Oshie, and Ovechkin, the two veterans last night getting the two goals. Carlson's been outstanding. He had a goal against Boston. And the Caps, I mean, going into the weekend, Tampa, Boston, Philadelphia, and you figured they needed to win no less than two of them and probably get a point in a third. As it turns out, basically they needed to win all three of them and get 6 points out of those three games. And two of those teams were outstanding teams in Tampa and Boston, and Philadelphia was playing for their life last night. So an incredible finish for the Capitals, and they will go into the postseason, and we'll have playoff hockey to talk about. It'll seem like the old days when sort of playoff hockey comes together just as we are gearing up for the NFL draft. Who are we kidding? We've been gearing up for the NFL draft since January 8th or 9th or whatever that season finale against the Cowboys was. But there was a shot of Alex Ovechkin over there on the bench with just this big smile. Look, there's a lot of complication for some in discussing Alex Ovechkin and, you know, his support of Vladimir Putin, et cetera, et cetera. I've always been one that doesn't let kind of the artist get in the way of the art. I'm not going to deprive myself in these situations. I love watching him compete. I don't think anybody has enjoyed a championship in team sports like Ovechkin did in 2018. And he is going to become the all-time goal scorer. And it's going to be nice to see him in the postseason again. If they can get, you know, him on some power plays maybe in game one, who knows? You steal game one and all of a sudden the pressure big time is on the Rangers. That's the thing. The Caps have typically, in their playoff past, they've been the team more often than not that's had the higher seed, that's had the higher expectations. And look, we understand more times than not, like a lot more times than not, they have completely fallen flat and disappointed everybody, you know, exiting the postseason earlier than expected pretty much every single time with the exception of 2018. And remember, they were in big trouble in their opening series against Columbus when they were down 2-0 in that first round series. But hockey is strange, and maybe with no pressure, last night being the celebration in many ways and everything else being icing on the cake and the Rangers having all of that pressure. I know they're a much better team. I've read a little bit about how much better they are and how good they are. And, you know, the Caps matched up against their former coach, Laviolette, here in this one. But these playoffs, man, we see it every year. You just do not know. And if you've got a goaltender that is hot, he can carry you a long way. I'm glad we'll have at least a week or so of playoff games to watch. I like hockey in the postseason, and it gives us something other than quarterback to talk about. We may have a hockey guest on today, still trying to get something done with someone, but if not, we will certainly have him on once this series gets underway. But congrats to the Capitals. That was really... it's a hell of a run from where they were kind of early to mid-February, and I think the hockey world is excited for Alex Ovechkin. So, with that... we shift to 8 days and counting until the NFL draft. And, you know, social media, it's amazing. It's a great news source. I don't necessarily feel like it's representative in the conversation and the discourse of any sort of real life setting. It's certainly not the conversations I typically have with friends, but it's interesting for sure. But last night was sort of a news gathering night on social media. I was alerted to it by one of my sons who said, look at all of the players coming into Dulles Airport. They're going to Top Golf together. Daniels, May, Penix Jr., McCarthy, they're all in town. They're going to Top Golf, and then they're all going to be here tomorrow for their top 30 visit. They're bringing them all in together. And I have no idea what the mindset is. We just don't know that much about this new group and the way they operate. This appears to be something that Adam Peters learned in San Francisco with John Lynch and others. They like to see players together. They like to see how they interact together. But I do think it's odd. Honestly, at this point, 8 days before the draft, on the last day, by the way, of the top 30 visits, that Washington's got all, they've got four quarterbacks, four, in their building today and were with them last night. There's also, I'm going to talk about this guy, Capital Paparazzi. I don't know if anybody's heard of this dude, but I'm going to talk about some of the stuff he gathered from last night in a moment. But I am a little bit curious as to whether or not there's something beyond some, you know, way in doing it, psychological, you know, reasons for putting everybody together, viewing them in certain contexts, you know, viewing them in certain environments, in certain situations. But what's interesting to me is I don't know if it says something like they don't know yet. I mean, 8 days before the draft, they've got them in this, you know, this psychological, you know, Top Golf interaction, building same time, coming into the same airport, you know, people there, you know, greeting them. Actually, only one was apparently picked up and given a ride. More on him in a moment. Does it say anything about where they are? Like, is it possible they don't know who they're going to take at number two 8 days before the draft? And that's why they have all four in at the same time. Maybe they do know, but they're just checking one last time to make sure, you know, everybody's got all limbs intact, you know, and nothing's happened since the last time they were here. But they're all in together. They're all backed up today, meeting with Daniels and May and McCarthy and Penix Jr. Let's not, you know, overlook the fact that Penix Jr. is part of this group here on this last top 30 visit day. Are they trying to keep people guessing for some reason? I mean, what would be the point if they're planning on taking a quarterback at two, right? We know Caleb Williams is going one. They're going to have their choice of everybody else. Is it possible they are getting ridiculous trade offers from Minnesota, from Vegas, from Denver, from the Giants? Who knows? And they want to see these guys one more time, and they want desperately to include Penix Jr. and McCarthy in the mix as well, because they want to see them side by side with Daniels and with May. You know, that's assuming Daniels and May are 1-2 or in some order. And they want to see whether or not if they did trade back, it would be something that they would be okay with. There could be nothing to this. It could be that they just, this is how it, you know, sort of planned out with travel and schedules and the other top 30 visits that the players had with other teams, that they all came together in Washington for the last day of top 30 visits. It's possible. It's also possible that there's something here that is a bit more unique than what we've seen before with these top 30 visits. yes, the 49ers apparently like to have a lot of players together. By the way, it's not just the quarterbacks. There are a lot of other players in town as well on the same day. You know, up to as many as 20, I think Ben or Nikki or John reported. I'm sorry, been reading a lot this morning. You know, all in on the final 2 days, yesterday and today. I'm open to hearing what you guys think at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's my belief that they know, and it's my strong hunch it's Jaden Daniels. But I am a bit curious as to why everybody's come together at the same time and why they're doing it this way, you know, and why Penix Jr. is involved. Penix Jr. is not a candidate to be the number two overall pick in this draft. But Penix Jr. certainly could be a candidate to be picked at 6 or at 11, 12, or 13. And I think that Penix Jr. has been a bit of a riser, if you believe what you read. And we've had guests on. We had, we've had multiple guests on. I'm losing track of all the guests that we've had on, draft experts, former players, etc. Somebody told me recently. Yesterday we had. We had on the show Lance Zierlein from the NFL Network. He's a big Jaden Daniels guy for Washington at 2, but he really likes Penix Jr. And thinks a lot of other teams have really come to like Penix Jr. over the last month, month and a half as well. But what does this suggest to you? You know, and maybe you're not even considering it because it's like, just tell me who they pick next Thursday night and we can go from there. I get that at this point. I do. But what does it suggest to you if you were thinking about this or if now you're thinking about it, that on the last 2 days of top 30 visits, they had all four quarterbacks in. They had many other players, too. They wanted to see them in a setting like Topgolf. They're going to be meeting with them. You know, the schedules of meetings, this has been a bit confusing. Good for them, by the way, because this has been part and parcel to who they've been since they came together in January. They're just not letting, you know, leaked media reports tell the story. They're getting it out more times than not on their own. Although there was this guy, Capital Paparazzi, which I'm going to tell you about in a moment. But what does this suggest to you? That it's come down to kind of the 11th hour, 8 days before the draft. They've got them all in. They want to see them all together. What does it mean? What does it suggest? Does it mean to you that they don't know? They're still not sure? I don't think that's it. I think if anything, it's just coincidental and it was the way it got scheduled out based on their schedules. Because remember, these guys are also, they also have top 30 visits with other teams. Not a lot of other teams because not a lot of other teams are going to have the chance to draft them. But they are going to have a chance more likely than not more teams. McCarthy, you would think definitely Penix Jr. Is it possible they're getting big time trade offers like wow offers? I mean, you know, two picks from Minnesota in this draft in the first round, first rounder next year, a first rounder in 2026, you know, a couple of seconds, whatever it is. Justin Jefferson, kidding. To trade up, and they want to see these guys one more time just to make sure that they shouldn't pass on the offer. You know, I don't know. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That's the number, 301-230-0980. What does having all of these guys in together, socializing together, having their visits with the teams over a two-day period, Penix Jr.'s involvement, McCarthy's involvement, what does it say to you? Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's something significant. I want to hear from you. 301-230-0980. I'll tell you about what this Capitol paparazzi guy learned last night about who got the ride and who didn't from significant people in the organization. That's next. Your calls as well. Kevin Sheehan Show. The Team 980. TheTeam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. Just what, if anything, does having all of these quarterbacks in on the final 2 days of these top 30 visits, having them together socially at Topgolf, having them interviewed yesterday, today, what does it suggest to you, if anything? 301-230-0980. We'll get to your calls here in a moment. I did want to read to you, though, some interesting Bill Belichick Washington Commanders news that has come out of ESPN's Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham, along with Jeremy Fowler's story, which was an extensive report on kind of the inner workings of Belichick's job search in the offseason. Number one was a key reveal was that Robert Kraft's influence was significant in Bill Belichick not getting a job. He apparently discussed with Arthur Blank in Atlanta that he should not hire Bill Belichick to be the head coach. Belichick, by the way, still would like to coach and is targeting three NFC East teams for next year. The one he's not targeting anymore is Washington. But yeah, I mean, you know, you look at Sirianni and Dable and McCarthy, they could all be, you know, in trouble at the end of this year. But there's this part of the story that I wanted to read because I thought it was interesting for us. There was initial interest in Belichick from Washington. Magic Johnson, Commanders minority owner, lobbied hard for Belichick to be the team's next head coach, according to ESPN. Belichick reportedly had a conversation with GM Adam Peters, who was a former Patriots staffer. However, Josh Harris played a key role in Washington, not even considering Belichick as a head coaching candidate. Josh Harris, and here's a quote from... This is a quote from the story. Josh Harris, who had spoken privately with Kraft, Robert Kraft, about Belichick, told confidants in early December that he respected Belichick but wasn't going to hire him. He wanted the same leadership structure he has with the 76ers and Devils, a strong general manager over a head coach. Harris's hiring of the 44-year-old Peters as GM before he looked for a coach was a big tell that Belichick was not a fit, a decision that Johnson, Magic Johnson, endorsed at that point. A decision that Johnson endorsed, which was Belichick. A source close to Belichick said the coach had questions about working in a strong GM system. However, there's more to this story. So, you know, that's fine. Josh Harris wants general manager to be involved in, you know, hiring the head coach and the general manager being primarily responsible for the roster and the coach having primary responsibility over coaching the team. However, there were more details revealed in this, and the details were this. Belichick apparently was okay with not having team control in Atlanta, but he did want control in Washington. Now, he had talked to Peters, and Peters had already been hired. Josh Harris had already told everybody not interested. But Belichick was okay with the setup in Atlanta, and I think more appropriately okay with Arthur Blank. Now, Arthur Blank was not okay with Belichick because apparently Robert Kraft dissuaded him from hiring Belichick, and they ended up hiring Raheem Morris. But Belichick was okay not having control in Atlanta, but wanted control in Washington. I don't know what that's specifically indicative of, but it's either indicative of he felt better about Arthur Blank as an owner than he did Josh Harris as an owner, or he felt better about Terry Fontenot, the GM in Atlanta, than he did about Adam Peters in Washington. Anyway, that's my what do you got for today. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What does it suggest to you that they're doing these top 30 visits here at the 11th hour, the final 2 days of allowed top 30 visits, the way they're doing it, bringing in lots of players, bringing in four quarterbacks? Okay, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr. They've got them hanging out socially together. They're conducting their individual meetings with each of them over this two-day period. Now, let me share with you what this guy, Capital Paparazzi, on Twitter. I don't know much about him. I was made aware of him by one of my sons last night who said, are you seeing this? This guy's at Dulles Airport. There's Jaden Daniels, and he's got video of Jaden Daniels walking through the airport. He's got video of J.J. McCarthy and Drake May walking through the airport and Penix Jr. walking through the airport. But there was one piece of information that he had. He said the only quarterback picked up personally and I guess subjected to sort of VIP treatment by top brass was Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, according to Capital Paparazzi, was picked up and given a ride from the airport to wherever they went next, Top Golf or back to the facility or to the hotel, by Dan Quinn. So the rest of them, I guess, got into an Uber. I don't know. Or a taxi. All right. Phone lines are open. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. 8 days away from the draft. Can't get here fast enough. But I am curious as to whether or not the way they're doing this and having the four quarterbacks in here means anything to you guys. I think it's unique. I know it's a 49er thing. My best guess is it's just kind of the way they decided to do it and the way the schedules worked out with the players, and it's more of a coincidence that everybody's together, I think. But I am curious that Penix Jr.'s here along with that group too. I just wonder if it means that they're getting some just outrageous trade offers for the number two overall. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Greg in Reston. Greg, kick it off for us. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I think this is nothing but a cool way for them to get to know these guys. You know that they are so process-oriented. They want to collect every single piece of information. And you hear all the time later in people's careers where it didn't work out that they liked the person in the pre-draft process. And just knowing how thorough this group is, it seems like it's just a really cool way and a relaxed way to get these guys into into the facility, get to know them a little bit better for now and in the future. And I don't think there's this sensational, like, oh, let's see how competitive they are at Top Golf. Let's see who's really social, and that's going to be our tiebreaker to make this draft pick. I'm with you. I think they know. I think this is just their end of the thorough information gathering process, and I think it's just a cool way to get to know other quarterbacks in the league that are coming in.
That's fine. And that's probably what it is. If they do know for sure, would they have them all in together on the last 2 days? I don't know. I mean, who do they need to keep guessing at this point? They have their pick. We know Caleb Williams is going one, and they have their pick. It's not like they have to be so super secretive, so covert to keep teams guessing on what they're going to do. Teams that are above them, nobody's above them except Chicago. I don't know. It is also one of those things, right? That I'm not hanging up on you, Greg. It's also one of those things that if like. This group doesn't work out, and let's just say they have disastrous results, draft, free agency, and they're gone in 3 years. We'll look back and say, they really kind of were outsmarting themselves, I guess. But anyway, go ahead. What else did you want to say? Sorry.
No, I was going to say, and I understand that bringing in all these guys is a little convoluted of why you would do this if you have your guy. But just the way that they seem to have gone through the coaching process and with all of these things, it's no stone unturned. Everybody's going to come into the facility. And maybe it's at the point where there's not a humongous value of all of them coming in one at a time. And that's a big time waste if they know their guy. So bring them all in at once, get to know a little bit more about each one. So that way you close the book on their files, but you don't have to spend a whole day with each guy knowing that you have your guy. So I just think this is a unique way to do it. And maybe they got their guy already.
Thanks, we'll Greg. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin in Arlington. What's up, Kev?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I love Greg's takes mostly. I think he's wrong on this one. I'll explain in a minute. Okay. But let's go back 5 years ago, Kev. Snyder, Haskins, Yacht Pick, overruled football people, Bullock's football connection with his son. That's how we pick our quarterback versus this intelligent group that's leaving, as Greg said, no stone unturned. Now, here's the thing. These group interviews, this is a common technique used in all industries when you're hiring for positions that require people with excellent people skills, especially when you're dealing with, consumers. Like, a quarterback is the face of the franchise in town. By the way, in a town where the brand has been destroyed, where we have to completely rebuild who it is, this football team is. So group interviews are effective when teamwork is an integral part of the job. There's a method to this. That's why San Francisco does it. It's why they're doing it here. Again, Snyder's a college dropout, and Harris is an Ivy Leaguer. Okay, I'm sorry if I'm, overplaying that, but I think it's worth juxtaposing those two. Look, Daniels is the logical choice of two, but what have we heard about him? He's a very quiet leader. He's good with his teammates, but he's a bit shy. I mean, maybe that matters to this group. But, maybe they're looking at JJ.
Okay, but see, now you're getting to it. You're getting to it, Kev. I agree with everything you've said. I have no problem with the way in the process. I'm asking you if it means anything beyond just this is the way they want to do it. Now you're getting to it. Like, it may mean that they're not entirely sure 8 nights before the draft.
And it's why Penix is there. They may trade down. They may trade down to 5. They may trade further. They have not decided. People think they've decided, I think, they're dead wrong.
That's what I wanted to hear.
I think they have leans, but I definitely feel like this is important.
Yeah, no, anyway. And you just got to it. And that's what I was wondering. I'm wondering if this is something that indicates to you and others they're not sure yet. 8 days before the draft, they're still not sure. I believe they are sure. I believe, based on a lot of things, a strong hunch, they are sure. So for me, it would mean more about, are they getting just offers that they're like, you got to be kidding me. We have to seriously consider this. Let's bring in all these guys and throw Penix into the mix to see what he, I don't know. But your opinion, you may be right. I'm not suggesting I'm right. You might be right. I'm wondering if that's a concern. Like, 8 days before the draft, they still don't know.
It could be. And Kevin, look, they may love all four of them. But there are considerations that will ultimately, one will win out over the other. And there is the trade down possibility, because we know this team has so many holes. And if they are getting ridiculous offers, and if they say only have to go to five, you know, maybe they take Penix at five. I don't really know. But to say that their lean is so strong that this is pro forma, I disagree. I think these guys are close, and maybe they do have a concern about, you know, I mean, come on, let's look back with Dwayne. He was anything but the face of the franchise with all of his off-field problems. Rest in peace, Dwayne. But seriously, they want a guy who they can count on.
No, look, if
he's his CEO on the field.
Yeah. No, thanks, as always, Kev, for the call. I mean, we do know through just at this point, what is it, 4 months, 4.5 months, you know, and with Harris now, you know, coming up on 8-9 months. We do know that they are very information and process oriented, and they're methodical in what they do. Not necessarily with respect to making sure the stadium was safe enough for people to show up. Back in July and August, they had to move quickly on some things. And I guess it's okay that they don't know 8 days before. I think it would be unusual 8 days before if they weren't sure. Let's go to John in Columbia. John, go ahead.
Love you, man, and I haven't always, because you just make me think too hard. But I really appreciate your show. I'm guaranteeing you this. I'm guaranteeing you this. This day, 10:44, Michael Penix Jr. will be the pick. They will trade down, pick up that. See, you made me think about those draft choices that they're going to pick up. They're going to be able to pick up an outstanding left tackle. Michael Penix will be our quarterback of the future. I guarantee you, without the medical overcast over his leg, he would be the number one draft choice. He's a better quarterback. He's got a better arm than Caleb Williams. Everybody knows it. He will be the Commander starting quarterback on day one. I guarantee you. Yes.
So
yes.
I made you think, and you came up with that. No, I appreciate that. You know this, John. I am a fan of Penix Jr.
Yeah.
And I've said before, like, if somehow they traded back and got a haul because Penix Jr. was their number one guy after Caleb Williams and they couldn't get Caleb Williams, benefit of the doubt, Kev is going to be okay with that. I don't think that's going to happen, honestly, but I think it's interesting that he's still in the mix here in top 30 visits. And G from the shop keeps sending me, you know, they're trying to keep everybody guessing. Okay, but what's the point in keeping people guessing? There's nobody above them.
You approved the haul. Just the haul. You approved the haul. You approved the negotiations. That's all it is, Kevin. You have said it.
That makes some sense. You know, if you convince Minnesota that you're drafting their guy, or convince the Raiders you're drafting their guy, or convince Denver you're drafting their guy, they've got to come to the table with a little bit more. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. John, thanks.
That's
good
it.
Call.
Thanks,
everybody else, stay on hold. I see all of you there. I'm going to try to get through as many of you as I can. But the question, simply put, is having all of these guys in 8 days before the draft, last 2 days of the top 30 visits, Penix Jr. included in the mix, does it suggest anything or indicate anything to you? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, try to be quick here because we have a guest coming up at 11, and I do want to hear from as many of you as I can. What is having all of these quarterbacks, all of these players, but specific to the four quarterbacks, Daniels, McCarthy, May, and Penix Jr., being in town, last 2 days of top 30 visits, being together socially last night, top golf dinner, interviews, does it indicate anything to you? Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead. Ian, you there? You don't have Ion on line four? That's how you say Ion. Sorry. Line four. Yep.
Kevin, do you have me?
Chris doesn't know you. God, someone actually doesn't know Ion. Amazing. Chris, go ahead.
Kevin, do you have me?
I do.
Okay. While I appreciate how methodical and detail-oriented they are, I think it's what you said from your business background and anyone else in this town who has it. At some point, you lose the efficiency in decision-making and accountability, et cetera. When you try to have so many people have consensus in decision-making, this and that, you just lose it. To me, what are we doing? This is not a college recruiting fair or a Goldman Sachs recruiting event.
College recruiting fair. Yes. Right. Elon has their college recruiting day on Saturday at 11 a.m. Meet in the quad. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what's happened is there's been so much speculation, and they want to be able to say, we vetted every single person. We did every bit of due diligence. So that if it fails, they can say, we did everything we possibly could, and we just got it wrong. Honestly, like you've been
saying. So that's why you think they're doing this. That's what it's an indication of. It's cover.
A little bit of cover.
It's cover your ass.
Right. And honestly, Kevin, we've been talking about this for months. I think Daniels is the pick. I would be fine with it. None of these candidates are perfect, but just go with it. But we don't need it becomes silly. The amount of discussion, the amount of overanalyzation, like you said,
contrasting opinions on the same play.
It's become
Why are you whispering? You're kind of whispering today. Are you at work? You're not work. You're not at your home. At home?
No, I'm at home. I don't know if it's phone issues or what's going on.
Yeah, you're just very quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I apologize, but yeah,
I got where you are. I know where you are, and you know what? If in 3 years the quarterback and the draft choices they made and the moves they made turned out to be disastrous and we're talking about a new regime, we will look back and say maybe, just maybe, too many cooks in the kitchen. Thanks, Ion. Let's go to Aveen. Aveen in D.C. Go ahead, man. Thanks.
Hey, Kevin. Number one, I think that maybe these top 30 visits aren't as pivotal a thing as we've been hyping them up to be, because you would imagine that if these guys, if it's like a big serious thing, like I would have imagined that they're each coming in like for their own day or half a day, and they're spending a lot of time with just the coaches.
That's the way it does work in some places, yes.
But yeah, I just wouldn't imagine that all four of them would have the same date. So I kind of feel like it's not that big of a deal then. What is that an indication of?
Since it's not a big deal for the top 30 visit for them with these players, it's about something else. What's it about?
I think it's just like a standard operating procedure type thing. Like, I think they're.
Well, it's not standard operating procedure for most teams. It is apparently something that the 49ers did. Yes.
Right. I just mean not even in terms of bringing them all together. I just mean them being very secretive and trying to keep teams guessing about who their preference is. Mm-hmm. I think they, even if they have like a 99% inclination that they're going to be drafting at two, they still want to be fielding offers. Like,
sure.
I think that's just like a due diligence type thing. And another thing, I think it's just telling how secretive they've been, because even our beat reporters were like really off on the visits, the scheduled days, what was going on.
This is a different group. There's no doubt about it. There has been an emphasis since Josh Harris took over to make sure that, you know, anybody that thinks they're going to talk or, you know, converse with people in the media and leak stuff, you're not going to be working here. He's clearly laid down that particular part of the message. Thanks, Aveen. I want to try to get everybody in here before we get to Joe House. Jason and Laurel. Jason, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
No problem, Kev. Thanks for taking my call. Glad to talk to you again. Listen, you're optimistic. I'm like over the world. I think this is so smart, but I think there's a lot of different levels to it. And I love that they're doing their due diligence. They told us they were going to do that, and they're following through. They told their players they're doing it. They're following through. They told the league they're doing it. They're following through. I love that we get another chance to see if there's any kind of competitive advantage over one guy or the other. How do they react? You're causing these guys stress because none of these guys had another visit like this anywhere else. You know, Daniels went to Minnesota and he was probably the only guy there. These guys are having to sit with other guys. They're looking around, oh, am I the pick? Is somebody else the pick? You see how they react. Taking them all to Top Golf, how do they treat the waitress? How do they treat each other? You get to see what they might be as teammates. And also for the league, this is they did it on the last day. So maybe they'll get a better offer. Now, I think they're drafting Daniels, and I want them to draft Daniels. But whatever choice these guys make, I have so much confidence that these guys are so smart, and they don't talk, they don't leak. They're going about the path that they said they're going about. And you know what? If it's the greatest visit that any of these guys had, even if they go to other NFL teams, maybe this helps change the whole locale of what Washington is because, hey, you know, when they had me there, it was really neat. It was a nice experience.
Yeah, so I think there's
really
that too.
Smart. I think there's a lot of levels to this.
Yeah, those are some good points. Like, you know, players talk, agents talk. Man, that was a really cool thing they did. They had a great time. I mean, they got to know each other. There's also, and I forget which caller pointed it out, you know, there's this idea of, you know, it's not a bad idea to learn about a quarterback and every player that you're not going to take. There could be some benefit to that, too, because you're going to compete with them. I understand that. Let's get one more in here, Jason. Thanks for the call. I've just got so many people on hold. I just want to get to Stanley and Landover. Stanley, finish it up for us. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Cam, how you doing, man?
Good, Stanley.
Okay, look. This is it. I believe they have their pick. I believe they know who they want to pick, but I also believe that they're getting their skirt blown up with offers. Now, if you got, let's say, Michael Penix in the building, we haven't gotten our left tackle yet. So, if you get the offer you want and you can get Penix, you don't need a left tackle. You need a right tackle. And I'm going to end it on that and let you comment. I'm going to take it offline.
Thanks, Stanley. Appreciate it. Yeah, no, I think, look, we know there are teams that want Daniels, May, McCarthy, Minnesota, Vegas, Denver, maybe the Giants. I'm just mentioning a few. And they're probably not going to get those quarterbacks sitting where they are. Maybe the Giants can at 6. And so you absolutely should field every offer. You should never not take calls on this stuff. You never know. I mean, what if Minnesota offered the 2 firsts, next year's first, the first in 2026, and Justin Jefferson. All right, up next, Joe House from The Ringer. We'll talk his favorite teams, which are our favorite teams. We'll talk NFL draft. We'll talk NBA playoffs as well. Kevin Sheehan Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.